Okay, Carlos, getting set for the Miami Marlins, start of a brand new series. Just have to ask you, how do you flush yesterday? How do you kind of move on from that?
Yeah, we have to. It's part of what we do. There's some tough losses throughout the year. Definitely the one yesterday was a tough one. After getting up 5-0 and you feel like, all right, pretty good chance to win the series. And before you know it, you know, they got right back in the game and we ended up losing it in the way we lost that game. So frustrating. But again, new day today, new series. And that's what we do. You know, big league players, they've been through it before. And, you know, we'll be ready to go.
How is Brandon Nimmo feeling today?
Good. In the lineup. Got a text from him yesterday when I got home. And he was feeling a lot better. And, you know, he said, I'm good to go tomorrow. So that's why he's in the lineup.
Was there any chance he was available yesterday? Or you just totally wanted to give him a day?
He wasn't here.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't sleep at all last night. So we told him to stay home and make sure he recovered. So that's what, you know, I didn't see him the whole day until he texted me when I got home yesterday. So
Miami started today. Roddery Munoz, you guys have seen him twice. He's actually pitched pretty well. Now that you're going into him a third time, what are the things that you'd like to do that other teams have done that you guys quite haven't figured out yet?
Yeah, I feel like we haven't done any damage, especially when he comes in the strike zone. When you look at some of the outings, there's teams that are making him pay, you know, and we haven't been able to do that, whether it's lefties or righties. But he's going to be a guy that's going to come right after you. Obviously, he's got a couple of pitches that move, but in good, decent velo, there's some deception there. But I'm hoping, you know, that for the third time now that we get to face him, you know, we'll put some runs on the board.
This Marlins team is much, much different than when you guys saw them last time. I don't know, you probably didn't have to check into this, but their current active payroll is $13 million. And you've got, I think, $13 million on the right side of your infield or something like that. But the people that are here now are not the people that were here before. But how do you not take these guys lightly and still put the pedal to the metal?
Yeah, you can. And especially with the way they've been playing. This is a hungry team. Every team is hungry. You know, we're hungry too. But these are some of the younger guys that are getting a look. They're getting experience. And they're trying to prove themselves here at the big league level. And like I said, they're going to play hard. They're running the bases hard. They still got some good arms, not only in the rotation, but out of the bullpen. They're athletic. So, yeah, it's one of those teams that can beat you at any day, and we got to be ready to go. We will, and we got to start taking care of business.
Speaking of another young guy, Mark Vientos is now kind of putting the young guy rookie feeling aside now here in his third year. Two home runs yesterday. How much do you think a big day like that helps a kid who kind of feeds on confidence?
Yeah, I think it'll be huge. And I think the two hole kind of liked him. You know, it's a small sample, one game, but he's back in there today. I like how the lineup looks. It looks a lot deeper, even though pretty much the same nine guys in the lineups, right? But it was pretty impressive, especially the second one, a pretty tough pitch. I think it was a sinker down in a way, and for him to drive it the other way like that. When he's on, man, like he impacts the baseball. And there's a lot of power there. He's short to the ball. The strike zone discipline. He's giving us quality at bats. He went through a stretch where it was hard for him, but he's coming out of it now. And, you know, we've seen a young player here developing at the big league level and producing big time.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.